From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. The Keswick Optimist Toy Drive is preparing for a record year, with nearly 600 children already registered and totals expected to exceed 1,000 by early December. Gift distribution will take place between December 8th and 12th at Keswick Christian Church, with families assigned specific times to choose presents. Donations of new toys and funds are being accepted at local fire and police stations and various businesses, and volunteers are still needed. Visit the local news page at kcountry937.com for more information. A 70-year-old man has died after being struck with a vehicle on Warden Avenue, south of Pollock Road in Georgina, early last Friday morning. Police say he was initially conscious after the November 14th collision, but his condition worsened and he died the following day. The driver remained at the scene, and investigators are asking anyone with information or dashcam footage of a northbound silver sedan to contact police. Two dump trucks collided on Highway 48 in Brock Township around noon on Tuesday, seriously injuring one driver. Provincial police say an eastbound truck sideswiped a westbound truck's trailer, but no other vehicles or injuries were involved. Highway 48 was closed between Highway 12 and Sideline 17 while crews responded to the crash. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.